is Victor Gannon. Victor, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. How are you doing? Are you all right?
Not too bad. I'm laughing.
Hold on a second. Have you ever tried the Have you ever applied your squats? Wait a minute now. Sorry, the plie squat.
I've tried Hindu squats. I'm not sure if they're quite the
You've
same
You've tried Hindu squats? And what's the difference between a Hindu squat and a plie squat?
Well, I don't look anything like Pippa, so...
No, I suppose not, yeah. I must say, as arses go, it's not bad. It's pretty damn good.
That's it. We're still talking about Pippa,
It's nearly as good as mine. Yeah, we're still talking about Pippa, yeah. But anyway, as it says here, if you read her article in Waitrose Kitchen, if you're one of those who are, quote, desperate for a rump like hers, are you desperate for a rump...
Well, my wife is probably listening, so I probably shouldn't say that I'm desperate for
a rump like hers. That doesn't mean
I have to say I'm not a big reader of Waitrose, but no. maybe I'll start a subscription to it.
Exactly. And by the way, that could mean that you want to hire a rump like hers for naughty stuff for the weekend. It doesn't mean that you want yours to be like hers. Do you want to get yourself a rump like hers? Well, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Your Honour, I'd prefer not to incriminate myself. I can remember the wedding. I can remember that particular part of it, certainly.
You remember that particular part of it, do you? Okay, very good. All right, listen. By the way, this is Victor Gannon, Game for a Laugh, obviously, who is the NaveCon board game convention organiser, because it's one of the biggest selling board games of all time. More than 275 million games sold worldwide. It's probably the single most argument-inducing bloody board game ever. You must know what I'm talking about. Everybody having rules of their own, by the way. Nobody reading the accompanying rule book. We've decided to sort all that out, and we're going to ask this guy here, Victor Gannon, very welcome to the programme, Monopoly expert, to take us through Monopoly's magnificent history, its actual rules, and why it's the most loved board game ever invented. So, Victor Gannon, besides rump secrets, where did it all begin, this Monopoly thing?
Well, Dave, not quite as interesting, but Monopoly would have started back in 1900, and it was it was really used as an educational tool to explain taxation. And it was in the 1930s that the Parker brothers kind of copped on to what was going on with this and started a game. And as I remember, it was started on a kitchen table or on a dining room table where they drew out the pieces and started using, you know, like the salt and pepper to move the pieces around and so on. And it grew from there. And the Parker brothers, who, you know, had been in manufacture, got onto this idea. It became a popular after-dinner game, and it grew from there. And as you know, it's probably the biggest game in the world.
It is, by the way. It's still the biggest game, because one of the weirdest things of all is the two things from my youth that have just stayed really big. One of them is James Bond. It was the biggest thing when I was a kid in terms of everything, Oddjob and Goldfinger and all the rest, and it's still absolutely huge. I mean, the biggest movie in terms of money at the British box office ever is Skyfall, which is the current bloody Bond. But I mean, the other one is Monopoly. And like, you know, I go on holidays down in Wexford, and all the kids, beautiful day, they're all playing Monopoly all the time.
Yeah, and it's got that kind of allure. The thing about it is, everyone remembers playing Monopoly at Christmas. And everyone remembers, as you said yourself, the arguments that happened around it on the rules. Even though the rules were in the box, it was like buying something and throwing the instructions away before you
went because
down.
Everybody has their own versions, don't they? What are some of the common, how shall I put it, adjustments to the rules?
The big thing is the deals. I remember nearly being lynched in somebody's house because I suggested, can you break a deal once you've made it? And the entire room turned around and looked at me, you know, like I had, you know, desecrated a grave. The kind of other rules are things like when you get the penalties, you build them up and you pile up that money. And when you get to, I think it's free parking, you take that money. But there's loads of little add-ons, there's loads of kind of house rules, and I guess you need to check those out before you start playing in some.
Just one rule that I never know if it's a real rule or if it's just one that we all made up. At the free parking thing, if you land on that, do you collect loads of money that's in the middle of the board, or should there have been no money in the middle of the board in the first place because it should have gone back to the bank?
It should go back to the bank according to the traditional rules. However, a lot of people play that whole rule where you get it if you get on free parking.
You've heard that one before then, obviously.
I have. I've played numerous games of it, and it varies from place to place. And the other one that people never seem to get right is the mortgages. It's kind of like the offside rule in soccer. No one's really sure about
the mortgages. It's like real life then,
Yeah, that's exactly it. But it's such a popular game. Everyone kind of, if you mention board games at all to anybody, they're like, oh yeah, Monopoly and Scrabble and so on. Yeah. It's the real classic.
Oh yeah, Monopoly is the king, no question.
Oh yeah. And there's, sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and there's been so many versions of it over the years, and there's been so many kind of, like, it's essentially still the same game it was 80 years ago. And it's still as popular today as it was back then.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. By the way, what are the I know that, like, Monopoly is, it's the throw of the dice, so it's all pure luck, really, you know. But there is a skill, and the skill is in when and where to buy the roads, when and where to buy the houses, when and where to buy the hotels. It's all a negotiation, is it?
That's exactly it. There's two skills in it, as you said. When you have any game with dice in it, there's a certain element of luck.
Yeah.
In Monopoly, the game could practically play itself because, you know, you could play the game solitaire on your own and, you know, with a certain set of rules. But the two skills there are negotiating and swapping properties.
Right. When one family or one group of friends play with a certain kind of rules, it's just you have to make sure that the other people play the same rules too, because once everybody's playing by accepted rules, it doesn't really matter what the rules are on the box, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly it. The other thing about it is, Dave, you probably know this anyway from your kids, it's not actually the game. The game is just a catalyst for people to sit around and get together and so on. And it's very hard to find something that everyone can do from all different ages.
Yeah, for 12 bloody hours. It goes on half a day. The amount of times I get up in the morning and it's there on the table because they haven't finished because there's still more hotels to be bought or something.
Yeah, I think that tells more about the people that are playing it than the actual game itself.
Very serious. By the way, I have one now in front of me here, which I brought in, which my daughter got for Christmas and from Santa. And it's the fast-dealing property trading game, it says here in Monopoly. I have the full board open in front of me. And it's the One Direction version.
Fantastic.
Have you come across the One Direction version? Do you know the four?
I haven't come across the One Direction. It's on my Christmas list now, though.
Is it really? Because, the thing is, you know the four utilities in the middle of each side? Like the is Irish Water still there?
Yeah, I'd say that's not as popular as it was somehow. But I think you have to pay a lot more if you land on Irish Water.
We should be a double act. Okay, well, do you know what it is here on the utilities ones of all those, like CIE and all the rest of it? Australia and New Zealand tour. It's 200. Is that dollars? I don't know. It's 200. Wait a minute now. The European tour. Oh, it's the tours that are on those four. The UK tour and the American tour. There you are. I bet you didn't know that. And do you know the streets? It's amazing how many people could be, how should I put this, classist or racist about things. Like, when you start off at Go, and you start off with the brown bits. Isn't that the first two? The first two are brown.
Yeah, and people, Kimmage and
Crumlin. And a lot of people have thought, well, then Kimmage and Crumlin are obviously not particularly very high up the ladder necessarily, because Shrewsbury Road and Aylesbury Road were always the two biggest in the Irish one.
Have you noticed as well that the Monopoly comes to mind when you see, you know, on the news that some wealthy politician or bank or whatever has had to give up their home in Shrewsbury Road because they were, you know, they've fought foul of the economic crash at Shrewsbury Road and Aylesbury Road, and you're like, oh yeah, Monopoly.
Monopoly every time. I mean, there's also, by the way, I believe there are streets that are the best to fall on. Now, there's all there's Talbot Street and O'Connell Street. They were always yellow. I'm trying to remember all these, and they were really pretty good ones. But wasn't Pear Street and all those, in terms of the Dublin one, they were the orangey kind of brown one, weren't they?
That's exactly it. The yellow and the orange are the best, and the reason is, if you wind up in jail, you've got, you know, two dice to move, so you've got between two squares and 12 squares to move, and seven is the average. So if you can get somewhere, the sweet spot is just there, is the first orange, I think, because it's seven squares from the bank. Yeah. So you'll go around, from the jail. So you'll go around anyway, and chances are you might wind up in jail and have to restart from there.
Right, exactly,
It's getting more footfall, if you will. You know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So go directly. Go to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass. Yeah, do not collect 100.
And there's another expression we have. You know, that's exactly. You've seen it on cop shows. Go direct to jail. Don't collect your $200.
It really
does.
It's entered the popular lexicon. All right. Just looking at this here, I don't know what On the South Circular Road ones, which would be up there near the visiting jail ones. So I remember there was South Circular. It's the X Factor final. Forming on the X Factor, auditioning on the X Factor are those three there. Let's just see what the Shrewsbury Road and Aylesbury Road ones are. Where are they again? Are they on?
Well, we assume getting to the Dave Fanning show.
Oh, here, hold on. The Shrewsbury Road one is up all night, 350. And Take Me Home is... Shrewsbury Road is 400. Take Me Home. I don't know what it means, though. I don't know what it means. Like, does it cost for... I don't know. I mean, sure, it goes the normal rules.
They've published or they've released those songs or something. That
yeah. And Kimmage and Crumlin are Dare to Dream, Life as One Direction, and Our Moment... They're all songs and things, I suppose, you know, yeah. It's fantastic. A big picture of all the guys in the middle there as well. Okay, so over the past 80 years, like as you say, the changes have been absolutely huge in Monopoly down through the years, but and the themed versions, and, you know, have people stopped buying the original, or is the One Direction types and loads of other ones, are they very popular these days?
People still buy the original, but what you'll find is the product placement. It's the same game, but it's like Coca-Cola releasing... you know, cherry Coca-Cola and this Coca-Cola, when really what they want is to sell their original brand, but they'll tie into something else. The original, they just kind of keep it fresh by bringing out something new. And I mean, like One Direction, everybody, you know, that's into One Direction will buy, you know, One Direction flavored apples. You know, they'll buy anything they can that's got One Direction. And there's collectors out there as well that are into Monopoly.
Yeah,
you know, like Beanie Babies and all that will buy, and some of them become quite valuable.
You know, I have just remembered something. There was a guy I knew who actually played for Ireland. He represented Ireland in the Monopoly, international Monopoly game thing or something.
Yeah,
John Stevenson. And John went over to Spain or something. He's brought over, but he was out the night before and never got up, and he missed his game. He was kicked out and sent home. He never threw one dice, I think, if I remember rightly. Anyway, there is an anti-Monopoly brigade out there, isn't there? Like, you know, you just lose your money instead of making it. Yeah,
it's the same thing in reverse. So if you will, you know, you're trying to get to a certain point and make enough money, this you're trying to get to zero. So the first person that gets there wins or loses.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's take a look at you, Vincent, because Vincent Gannon, you are NaveCon board game convention organizer.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, what I do, it's Victor Gannon, by the way, but it's okay. Everyone calls me Vincent.
What did I say? Vincent? Oh, sorry. Okay,
Vincent,
go on.
Yeah, it's funny. What I do is I organize a board game convention in Limerick, and it runs twice a year. It's called NaveCon.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the people that take part in board games are knaves, and it's kind of Monopoly would be kind of a family game, but it would be more kind of, you know, you're talking about more complicated games and, you know, things like, you know, lesser known ones like Risk, Catan, Imperial and so on. And what we do is I run a Thursday night gaming session with friends. I've been doing it for the last few decades, and friends come over, play board games. We take out a game, we have a cup of coffee, you know, we chat about the week and, you know, just hang out together.
And it's not always Monopoly. It's all them.
No, oh God, no.
Well, Victor, what is so special about the 80th anniversary edition, or is there anything special about it?
The 80th edition, what they're doing is they're re-releasing a lot of the pieces that were in it. What you have is, you know, like the dog and the ship and the iron and so on. They've changed
over time.
The
racing car.
Yeah. That's exactly it, yeah. So what they've done is they've got eight pieces. The game is now an eight player as opposed to the normal six player. And the pieces that are in there are ones from each decade.
Ah, right, I get you, yeah. Very good. So in other words, can like with what you do on, what is it, Thursday nights, is it?
Thursday nights, but what I do is the next one is going to be next April in Limerick, but I get together with, like, rather than say five or six friends, I get together with, say, 100 friends.
All right, so is there a website? Can people get in touch?
There is indeed, yeah. If you go to Facebook and look for NaveCon, you'll find the website, photographs,
okay,
and so
Facebook,
on, and details.
KNAVECon, yeah.
D-O-N, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Exactly it. I also run a blog, since I'm plugging myself here, called Victor. VictorGannonGames.com.
VictorGannonGames.com. Well, listen, congratulations. And you're obviously celebrating the 80th anniversary of Monopoly, which is just
absolutely.
The popularity just goes on and on and on. You got to get yourself a board game with One Direction on it. And by the way, while the news is on, stay on the line and we'll talk about Pippa's arse, okay?
All right. It sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. Good man yourself.
Yeah,
thank you very
pleasure.
Much indeed,
thank
Victor.
Very much.
Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Live across Ireland.